Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Ben Weinheimer joining us today, giving us an update on the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef in just a moment. Express Ranches invite you to their 2020 Spring Bull Sale, March 6, 11:30 a.m. at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. To be offered, 509 Angus and 51 Hereford Bulls. These bulls have genomically enhanced EPDs, have been semen checked, and carry a first season breeding guarantee. To view a sale book, go to expressranches.com or call 405-350-0044 for more information. Attend in person or bid online at superiorlivestock.com. Express Ranches Spring Bull Sale, Friday, March 6th.
Adama!
Are you still talking about Adama?
Yes, you need to help me.
Okay, what's the problem?
Some people still haven't heard that Adama is focused on the return on investment for growers, or that their crop protection products can help produce higher yields. They're like scarecrows for weeds, insects, and disease.
That is important. What can I do?
Well, maybe together we can reach more people. Adama!
Adama!
No, together.
For higher yields and greater peace of mind, all you have to do is ask for Adama.
Adama!
ADAMA.com.
Ben Weinheimer is the current chairman of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. He's vice president of the staff of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association, representing feedlots in Texas, New Mexico, and Oklahoma. And he tells us that TCFA has always had a desire to show other parts of the beef chain, as well as consumers, that the feedlot industry and the entire live beef cattle chain has a great sustainability story.
So definitely it's been a focus of ours now for many years, and including helping launch the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef in 2015, and a tremendous amount of progress has been made, and it's a big group to bring together when you look at all of the stakeholders that include the entire supply chain. But it's been very successful now. In the middle of last year, the Roundtable completed this work on the sustainability framework. Of course, it was built by all of the players in the industry and all the stakeholders for how they really interpreted it, how best to shape the sustainability conversation within their given sector or segment of the supply chain. And that's been really good, because that's allowed for ownership by each segment in this sustainability work, and something where now it really gives individual operations, whether you're a cow-calf producer or a feed yard operator, to look at this sustainability information that's put together and have the tools and resources to really tell your story about how you contribute to the tremendous, sustainable, and a very efficient cattle and beef production system that we have in the U.S. today.
For those folks, there's a few folks out there that continue to be very much suspicious or very much unhappy with various cattle groups being involved with the roundtable. What would be your message to these folks that seem to be, you know, have a lot of antagonism about this idea of cattle groups involved directly with packers or with the NGOs, the World Wildlife Funds of the world, this type of thing?
Well, the first thing to realize through those conversations is that this is about the entire beef industry. And so in order for us to collectively come together and be able to share learnings across the supply chain, and then be able to communicate those both within the supply chain to other participants, as well as to some of our external stakeholders, and demonstrate to them just exactly what it means to be producing sustainable beef, something that we take pride in and have in this country for many years. And so that said, while there's some of the organizations at this table where folks look at it and say, well, they're not really aligned with cattle and beef production, and I think you have to put it in the context of some of these conservation organizations that are participating in this effort. They have as much interest as keeping cattle on the range lands and pasture lands as we do. And it's there's a lot of common interests there, both for the good of the industry as well as that in a way that we can do this to demonstrate how we care for the animals, the people, and the environment.
Outlook. Where do you see over the next couple of years? What's the game plan for the roundtable?
So at this point, we have a huge focus on just communicating what the roundtable has done to date. At the Cattlemen's Convention this week, we've launched a series of sustainability videos that are on our website, beefsustainability.us. And those are just a way to entice people to take an interest in it, very, very much from a voluntary basis, and again, help them shape and be able to tell their own story. Because without each individual operation, you know, helping us take ownership in communicating this message, we won't be nearly as strong as we could be. So it's important for everybody to really have a proactive role in communicating about what they do and why they do it. And why we're so successful at producing the most efficient, sustainable beef in the world.
Ben Weinheimer, the Texas Cattle Feeders Association, and chair of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Since becoming the first USDA-certified mediation provider for the state of Oklahoma, our professional mediators have helped thousands of farmers, ranchers, and federal agencies work together to reach realistic, durable solutions to the challenges they face. Learn more about the OAMP and the mediation process by visiting our website at ok.gov/mediation or contact us toll-free at 1-800-248-5465. That's 1-800-248-5465.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.